Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
An Odyssey station.
I'm keeping you on your toes, baby.
You got me. And I was there. You know how much I love Odyssey.
Sports, and stuff. But without stuff.
I'm just making sure that all sport is gone.
I just got an email from the Packers Pro Shop. Free okay. Shipping on orders over $50 if anybody's interested.
Oh, yeah?
I said, you get nothing from me until 12 is back behind center. Can we stop with the 12 stuff? Is that ever going to end, do you think?
No, I've been on this forever.
12, 87. His name's Aaron. Aaron Rodgers.
I'm okay with QB1.
In fact, if anybody says 12 anymore in my mentions, and I know we're not talking about Twitter, I am going to I'm going to block them.
All sport was terminated, by the way.
How come?
Nobody bought it anymore. It was gross. We were more of a Powerade family anyway. That's where we lied.
Yeah. I'm a what I've been doing lately is the Gatorades, the zero sugar, zero carbs. Mm-hmm. Zero calories. Wow. Those are really good. Yeah, I've been destroying those things. That's my new drink of choice.
Yeah.
That and Leap Vodka. Yeah. And they go well together.
What I've been doing is drinking non-alcoholic beer, but then putting a shot of vodka in it.
Sounds pretty weird. I'd probably just drink the beer.
Yeah.
Sounds terrible.
It's just bad.
Brutal, man. Brutal.
Hey, so if Aaron Rodgers never plays again, should the Packers retire 12? 414-799-1250. Should they retire the number 12? What number is Blake Bortles going to wear? He can't wear 5.
Maybe 3?
Nah, 3's retired.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
3's
2.
Retired for Canadeo. 5 is... not retired, but kind of retired for Horning.
Yeah.
Crosby's 2.
Yeah, Crosby might have to change.
I think 1 is sort of retired for Lambeau, but not really. I don't know why teams do that. Either retired or don't. Like the Brewers was 17. It's not retired for Gantner, but nobody's worn it.
Right.
So didn't just retire it.
Right.
But I think they have a rule that you got to be in the Hall of Fame or something.
I think Bortles will honestly just be happy to have a job. I don't think it'll matter what number he is. And I hope that he never sees the field, ever.
Yeah.
Unless he's going to be the holder.
Yeah, he could be the holder. He could out-hold Jordan Love. I mean, Jordan Love's hands need to be ready to throw 5-yard outs and interceptions for pick 6.
They never use the backup quarterbacks as the holders, though.
Can I ask you a question as a Bucs fan?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy this season? Just the regular season?
No. Did you? It's funny that you asked that. I want to talk about that with you because I was thinking about that last night, man.
And let's, you know what? Before you get into that, Ryan, let's open up the phone lines.
Okay. Yeah, that means I got to answer them, so hold on.
Yeah, let's open them up. If we could open up the phone lines, please. If you could go to open up the phone lines, you got to go. There's a huge crank outside by the...
Excuse me?
There's a huge crank outside.
Oh.
By the... Scientific Atlanta satellite.
Don't do it, Ryan. Don't do it.
You have to pull the crank.
What she said.
You have to pull the crank so hard.
Don't do it.
You have to wiggle it a little bit.
This is what she said. Sorry. Go on.
Pull the crank, and then that will open up the phone lines. Mm. So you got to run outside quick and do it, or we'll send Todd.
I was thinking about that yesterday, though, that win against the Pacers. They give up 133 points. Nice victory. Always great to watch Giannis just end dudes' careers, dunk all over them.
Mm.
I feel like this season hasn't been very enjoyable. But also, I feel like it's because... So the last two regular seasons, 2 years ago, was very enjoyable when they won 60-plus games because nobody was really expecting that. And the first year with Bud, Giannis was the MVP, Middleton was an all-star. That year was really fun until the Eastern Conference Finals, until Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Then it wasn't so fun. That year was fun. The regular season was fun. Last year, before the pandemic, it was pretty fun. You know, I'll never forget the game against L.A., the nationally televised game where Giannis hit like four threes. And they beat the Lakers at the Pfizer Forum on national television. That was fun. Last year was fun. This year, I feel like the reason it hasn't been fun, besides the inconsistent play and the pandemic and no, like, fans make basketball games, man. And the NFL. We need, like, I'm so glad that we're getting 100% capacity back because it makes a huge difference to the game. So I feel like the reason I haven't really been able to enjoy this season is because now we've done the regular season thing. Where you get the top seed. Now it's, what are they going to do in the playoffs? Because we got that bad taste in our mouth because of the blown 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals to Toronto 2 years ago. And because of what happened in the bubble in the second round against the Heat last year. Now it's like, okay, this is fun and all. We love watching Giannis. Oh, a nice victory. What are we going to do in the playoffs? Are we going to get bounced again in the playoffs? Is Mike Budenholzer going to make the proper adjustments in the playoffs? Is he still going to play Pat 22 minutes in the playoffs? So I feel like that's why this hasn't been very enjoyable because we knew the Bucks. I mean, like, we know they're a playoff team, right? The NFL season's fun because even if you have a team and you think, hey, we're Super Bowl contenders, there's a good chance you go 7-9, man. Like, the Niners 2 years ago.
7-10.
The Niners 2 years ago were unstoppable. This year they didn't even make the playoffs because injuries. They didn't lead the league in takeaways and, yeah, injuries mostly. So that's what's fun about the NFL season. And same with Major League Baseball. We all, I mean, the Dodgers win total was 105 games. Couple weeks, like 2 weeks ago, they were the worst team in baseball. They were, you know, not record wise, but they were like, what, 2-8 in their last 10 or something like that. You know, we hyped up the Padres. The Padres may not even make the postseason this year. Everybody's sleeping on the San Francisco Giants. So that's why those seasons are fun. In the NBA, pretty much everybody makes the playoffs. So I feel like that's why this hasn't been enjoyable because we still have the bad taste of losing in the second round.
Yeah, and if you're
Miami.
Not, if you don't make the playoffs, you're not like trying to make the playoffs.
Yeah, like these teams. Are like, it has been bad. Tanking's been worse than ever this year. The Rockets.
I did an interview with a guy on tanking. Do you want me to replay that again?
No, but like, so I'm actually, all I need is one more Portland Trailblazers win, and I thought I had it last night, and I hit all my season win totals. I would go 4-0. I had the Suns over. I had the Portland Trailblazers over. I had the Utah Jazz over, and then the one under I played was Oklahoma City, under 23.5 wins. They had 21 wins like a month ago, and they were actually playing decent basketball.
Yeah, they lost 8 in a row.
Yeah, now, and not only are they losing these games, they're getting killed by like 50 every single
You have
single
the under
night.
On them?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm going to hit it, but I thought that it was screwed. Like, I stopped paying attention. And then since then, they have... Like, these lineups they're putting out there are ridiculous. Same thing with the Rockets. There was a game where the Rockets had 8 healthy players.
Yeah, and they beat they almost beat the Bucks.
Yeah.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. I'm going to ask, why aren't you enjoying this Bucks season? Why aren't you? Because I don't think anybody is. And if you are, how? And then if how, when? And if when, Ryan, where? But remember, since Ryan pulled the crank... Phone lines are open.
The cranks.
The Sean O'Connell. What's happening?
Fortunately, I have a large crank at home, too, that I'm able to open the phone lines with. So I got that covered. And as far as enjoying the Bucks, why am I not enjoying the Bucks? Seems like Ram is not calling in enough with Bucks talk.
They won last night.
I don't know. I love Ram's take.
Yeah, I've only heard Ram once this week. Ram, my good buddy. That but that was because of Panther basketball, man.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So that is diminishing my Bucks enjoyment for sure.
So you
summer.
Like hearing Ram?
I do. It's good. It's a conversational stimulus.
Yeah.
Because you guys, I mean.
Yeah, I love Ram too, man.
Oh, I love Ram.
Oh, you gotta love the Ram. And then, yeah. And then also, speaking of people calling in, I really liked your thing with Rami yesterday. That was really good because I am on the, as far as bunting goes, I am on the maybe it's okay to do it occasionally and particularly to your point, Bart, about the extra innings because...
If you're the home team, if you know all you need is one run and you win the game, well, who cares?
Exactly, Bart, because because this is a new thing, the rules, the rules of thumb need to change to be updated, and with that, you know, get them on, get them over, get them in. I mean, the guy's already on, for God's sakes. And, yeah, if you're the home team and you're able to keep the other opponent off the scoreboard, why not? But Rami did make a very compelling argument. I will not say I'm exactly buying in 100%, but he does make some very good points. And, and like I said, I really enjoyed it because, like, when you have Tim on, Bart, it is a lot like, you know, the opposites that I really enjoy. It's like a salted caramel concrete mixer from Culver's, but because you guys are different. But then when Rami is on, it's more like good on good, a bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin, if you will, because that's just one man's opinion, but I think it's a good one. So one quick thing, it seems like, boy, that Adam Schefter thing has just fallen off the radar despite his gross incompetence, and I think that was part of the idea of to double down on his take on that, and with the 24-hour cycle, people would forget. But it's something about that whole thing about what he knew and when he knew it and when he released that thing has been, it reminds me of something. And I don't know if you guys were watching the news 15 years ago, but Dan Rather was fired from CBS for a very similar kind of thing. And then it turned out a couple months later that it may have in fact been a counterintelligence troll job by the Bush administration that got him fired because they had an axe to grind with Dan. So I'm wondering if maybe somebody has an axe to grind with him, and it was a wonderfully played Twitter troll. So just something to think about. Hope you guys have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Sean. You too. The Sean O'Connell, just with the Schefter thing, because we did bring you a little bit of his podcast where he really tried to defend. I mean, he went on Dan Patrick's show and said, no, I didn't have any sources. And then he did his own podcast and was like, I meant to say all this stuff. I just remember Schefter and Rogers share an agent. So what are we trying to figure out here? But if Schefter threw out something that is refuted or not true, it doesn't matter. With Dan Rather in the news, it mattered. When Brian Williams lied about being so close to getting struck with missiles in combat.
Bison Daly?
It mattered.
Oh, different Brian Williams. Yeah,
NBC's Brian Williams.
Oh, I thought you meant former Chicago Bull great Bison Daly, RIP.
In sports, it doesn't matter.
I think.
We're all chasing clicks. We're all chasing the same crumbs of the pie. Click, 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 click. Although one thing I would suggest, and this is going to Twitter again. If I tweet something and you say clickbait, it's not clickbait. I don't link to anything. I'm not making money off you.
Yeah.
Although when Twitter does give me the tip jar, I am absolutely going to have that open. If Nagler can charge $10 to have people ask him questions, you can throw me 10 cents if I make a funny joke.
People pay people to ask them questions?
Yeah, Cheesehead TV does it.
They get money?
Yeah, that's his job.
Wow, good for them.
Mm-hmm. He just goes to a pub in Astoria and pounds some beer, and people pay him to ask him why he hates me. People do forget. James sends an email. Anyone watching the Hawks last month must now realize why the Bucks tried so hard to obtain Bogdanovich. He's the real deal. Light years ahead of anything we have at shooting guard. Too bad the front office Too bad that front office I have lost faith in could not structure the deal completely behind the scenes. While the NBA's reaction was crazy, our GM must have realized that the competition would not want this deal to happen. I think the Bucks very much wanted Bogdanovich. I don't entirely know accurately how that got leaked. I don't know if it was the Bucks' fault. I joke that it was somebody's fault. I don't know that for sure. I don't know whose fault it was, but it did get leaked. It did get out there. And yes, you watch Bogdanovich, and he's much better than Dante. Everyone knows that. Now, the first 8 minutes of the regular season, Dante was playing very well, and your boy here did start to tweet, yeah, who needs Bogdan? Again, I'm trying to mask my pain. Sometimes, and I'll be better, I'll be more clear with this. Sometimes I give you a take, and it's real, and sometimes I give you a take, and it's to mask my pain. Example, Aaron Rodgers would not make the Broncos a Super Bowl contender. That's a take I have to mask my pain.
I just say, Aaron Rodgers makes anybody a Super Bowl contender.
So that and then Kellen Mond will take over for Kirk Cousins by the middle of the season.
I don't know about that one.
That's a take that I have. That I do believe could happen.
I think Cousins might have, I can't say this on air,
a good season?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think Minnesota might, it depends what happens with this Rodgers situation. But if Rodgers leaves, that's what I keep asking everybody on BetQL Daily, all these football analysts, you know?
Yeah.
I keep saying,
Odyssey app.
You know, if Rodgers leaves,
check it out.
Should the Packers still be the favorites in the NFC North?
An Odyssey station.
And everybody laughs at me, all these analysts. Contrary to the hidden GMs that say Jordan Love was better than Mahomes, they actually had him, you know, on Ty's piece where, you know, all the GMs say that Jordan Love's the best thing since sliced bread. I haven't heard that from anybody. Everybody laughs when I ask them that, and they say that Minnesota will win the division easily. Or the Bears if Fields gets the start. But it's probably going to be Dalton. Nobody believes in Jordan Love, is what I'm saying.
One guy does. His name is Matt Schneidman. Let me read you this from The Athletic. Okay. Season record prediction. If Rodgers is the quarterback, the Packers go 14-3. If Love is the quarterback, they go 10-7.
They may have a good enough raw. Well, I don't know.
Schneidman goes on to say, and I'm doing another thing lazy. I am reading someone else's thing. If Rodgers stays, the Packers clinch the NFC North with multiple weeks remaining in the season. They'll be in contention for the top seed. Schneidman says, I still think they win the division. If Love starts, they probably won't sniff the number one seed. The Packers have a good enough running game, an offensive line, a pass rush, and the secondary in a division without strong quarterback play anywhere else to compensate for a potential drop-off at their own spot.
Yeah.
He says, I also think Love will be better than what some may expect from someone yet to take a snap in the NFL. It may come down to a Jaire Alexander interception in Week 18 in Detroit to seal the NFC North for a third consecutive year, but I think it happens. Schneidman also was very confident the Packers would take a inside linebacker in the NFL draft's first round.
Yeah, where's he been the last two decades?
Even though they have not done that for, well, I think since
AJ Hawk.
I think, yeah, AJ Hawk. And then before that, I think Curly Lambeau was drafted as an inside linebacker.
Yeah, man. I mean,
probably not true.
I mean, I do think that this roster would be good enough to win double digit games if Love is just decent because they're a running football team. You know what I mean? Love just has to make the throws that are given to him. He just can't leave throws on the field. He's going to have to check down. He's going to have to use his tight ends. He's going to have Davante Adams, who, you know, Davante Adams was the only guy that didn't have a drop-off when Brett Hundley was the starting quarterback. I agree with what Davante said on Cowherd, and I kind of like how he took a little shot at Brett Hundley. He's like, I show up and I do my job regardless. You saw that when Brett Hundley was the quarterback. It was like, whoa, he just pretty much said Brett Hundley sucked, which isn't exactly breaking news. Anybody with eyeballs knows that Brett Hundley sucked and sucks. So,
this way. Brett Hundley is still a free agent, and the Packers picked Blake Bortles over him.
Yeah, exactly.
If you think that Brett
and Mike McCarthy,
you think that Brett
called.
Hundley was good. Yeah, for all that time you invested in Brett Hundley.
I got 4 years of investing in Brett Hundley.
Cowboys just signed some random quarterback that hasn't played in years.
You know what I would love if the Packers.
Brett Hundley's
there. You know what I would love if Green Bay did? They said, all right, Aaron, you on out. We're sick of you. We're sending your ass to Dallas. You could stay in the NFC. I would do it. And, I mean, that's heaven right there. How pissed do you think Rodgers would be like, no, I'm sorry. Or he would just retire and go to Jeopardy. 0% chance, even with all those weapons, he'd want to go back and play with McCarthy.
Dude, I would do that in a minute.
For Dak?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so would I. I mean, I'm not comparing Dak to Rodgers, but and that's what I'm saying. Everybody that's calling me a Rodgers fanboy, no, I just appreciate good.
I like Dak. I think
I like good quarterback play. Yeah, I'll take
Dak. I think
Dak.
I like Dak more than the average bear does.
No, fine. Okay, Dak for Rodgers, done. And well, I want to pick, though, too. Because Dak isn't Rodgers. He's not the MVP
of
the league.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I want three first-round picks in Dak.
And I may want...
And I want CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want CeeDee Lamb, too.
And I want Jalen Smith.
I want a Jalen Smith. I mean...
I did, too.
We didn't know, though. So, that
and
would
do they
awesome.
Still have my good buddy Doug Free? I think he retired.
I don't know.
On the offensive line.
But, yeah, so that's what I'm saying, man. Do I root for Aaron Rodgers? Yes. But am I an Aaron Rodgers fan over the Green Bay Packers? No. But I don't want to have a unproven quarterback on a Super Bowl contending team. But I would take Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott. Stop with the Drew Lock stuff. Please, for the love of God. I'd rather have Teddy Bridgewater honestly, I'd rather just go Jordan Love and Bortles as your quarterbacks with Swag Kelly as the practice quarterback or the third string quarterback. I do not want Drew Lock in that deal. If it has to be with Denver. I don't want Drew Lock. I've seen enough from Drew Lock. I'd rather throw Love out there with no preseason experience and have the beautiful mystery out there, you know, than what I've seen from Drew Lock, which is nothing. He stinks. He's always stunk. He was never any good.
No.
And he's a Goot guy, just like DeShone Kizer stunk.
Yeah, every quarterback that Brian Gutekunst has ever liked has been terrible.
And what about the ones that he's hated? MVPs.
They're MVPs.
But yeah, this is the guy that we're keeping over Aaron Rodgers. You guys are wild, man. I don't even think I could do this anymore. It's starting to affect me mentally that people really would say goodbye to the MVP of the league for a guy that, like, do people think like Gutekunst is their buddy or something?
I think people just gravitate towards the front office. I think people don't like when players. People don't like when players.
I'll never understand being pro owner or pro GM over pro like over rooting for the players. It was like we had people.
People don't like when players try to when they go outside of the box. I mean, they don't like when players. They don't like when they their pregame activities. I'll say they don't like if they speak out of turn. They don't like if they have emotions.
We had hosts on this station that were rooting for the billionaire owners against the Major League Baseball players during the pandemic. The players just wanted to be paid for
Tim!
The games that they were going to be out there. Everybody was, I felt like, pro-owner except for me and you.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was like, well, they got to get out there.
I fight for the little guy.
These millionaires. And I'm like, yeah, but at least these millionaires work their ass off to get to this. Like, you know how hard it is to hit a baseball? You know how hard it is to get to that level? You know how many guys bounce around the minor leagues for 12, 13 years and finally just say, screw it, now I got to go get a job? But it was fun while it lasted. Like, those guys dedicate their whole lives. I know that what they have is a fun job, and I know they play a game for a living. But, like, football players, look at these guys' Instagram pages, man. Look at the work that Robert Tonyan's putting in with George Kittle. Every single day, he's in the weight room. He's working on his speed. And so what have these billionaire owners done? Most of them just come from money. Their grandfather was an oil tycoon, and so now they're a billionaire because money's just been passed on.
Hey-ow!
And that's who we're rooting for? That's who we're rooting for. We're rooting for Jerry Jones, but nobody wanted Dak Prescott to get paid till he snapped his leg. But people want Jerry Jones to collect another $1 million off some deal so he could go spend it on happy endings?
great show. I'll tell you the secret on that, on why people
root. Pro player for me.
I'll tell you why the secret on that, because how much with the players... Do we know their contracts? There are websites devoted where we can look up their contracts. We know the signings. We know the negotiations they go through. When somebody signs for 4 years, we know for how much. We know all the breakdowns. We know the salary cap. When it comes to those guys on the field, we know their dollar amount. We know what they're worth. The owners, they keep their books hidden. We don't see their books. And then when they do come out and say, well, we're the Cubs. We lost money somehow. We say, oh, man, that's poor. Oh, we're the Brewers. We operate in the red.
Well, the Cub fans are the biggest idiots. I mean, that's the number two market
in
the world.
But that's why. Because we see.
They'll still be at Wrigley.
So we gravitate towards the owners
Yeah. Who makes so much more money.
Yeah, like...
Because we don't... It's not jammed down our mouth.
How did the Ricketts family... How did they make their money?
I don't know.
Exactly. What I'm saying is, like, imagine if you're a Cub fan and they're building all that stuff all around Wrigley, but they won't pay Chris Bryant. They won't pay Anthony Rizzo. They won't pay Javi Baez. But yet, they'll go back to winning 50, 60 games a year and everybody will still be at Wrigley Field because it's a concert-like atmosphere and they'll still pump money into it. And that's what we do as fans, and that's and so I'll never understand it though. And we'll make and you make excuses for your team and your organizations. No, man. Like, I'm a fan. I want my team to compete. And you know how hard it is to be this good. Like, we've taken this for granted because of Aaron Rodgers and because of Brett Favre. Even if Love is good, there's no, like, it's not a guarantee the Packers are going to be good. What if Love has Deshaun Watson type seasons, but has that type of production from his defense? Like, you saw statistically what Deshaun Watson did this year. It was the best season ever for a quarterback that didn't make the playoffs. You saw what Dan Marino did his whole career without winning a Super Bowl. Like, this isn't just me, like, saying Jordan Love's going to suck. Even if he's good, that doesn't guarantee you're going to be Super Bowl contenders. This year, you have the second, third best now odds to win the Super Bowl. You got to do whatever you got to do to bring Rodgers back. Let him off somebody. I don't know. Seriously. What do you want, Aaron? You want a purge once a year? What do you need, man?
Okay.
What do you really need in your life? You have an actress wife, soon-to-be wife. You have all the endorsements. I can't watch Nickelodeon without him and Patrick Mahomes popping up on my television set.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how much you have. That's
the problem. You give these guys power, they need more. Everybody is guilty.
His feelings are
hurt. Gutekunst is guilty for what he did. Rodgers is guilty.
Rodgers' feelings are hurt.
I don't even know that he knows what's going on. He's just like in the middle, like, duh. Russ yeah. Ball, God only knows what he's up to. And then you got poor Matty LaFleur, who in that press conference looked like he was going to cry.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. Aaron Rodgers. You know, I do want to say that I have tried. I brought up the Bucks a couple of times. We keep coming back to this. So I guess that's where we're at right now. 12:50 a.m. The Fan, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. Gene Wagner Plumbing for all your plumbing needs. In the studios until 10 o'clock today. Sad news. No trivia today. Paul's under the weather. So unless, Horvath, if you want to cook something up for me in the next 20 minutes.
I don't.
All right. So maybe we'll do it a couple of times next week. Oh, I'm not here next Friday. Maybe we'll do it every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Maybe I'll come in Friday. You know where I am here? I'm here today. Not just now, but during Rami's show 3 to 6.
Yeah, you don't even get to go home today.
Well, I could, but I don't want to. I actually have a lot of work I need to do, and there are multiple couches in this building, so I'm going to try to catch some Z's. I even brought a blanket from home to cover my fat belly as I sleep.
That's a good move right there.
Thank you. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. You can tweet us, 1250 AM, The Fan. I want to apologize to me. I'm getting dominated by Horvath today. I've tried to talk Bucks three or four times, and somehow we keep getting back to Rodgers.
I'll talk Bucks right now.
I've tried three or four times.
Let's talk some Bucks.
799-1250.
Now I want to hit on this on our original poll question. Now, the Rodgers stuff, we want to get away from it. Nobody wants to hear about it. Yet we all talk about it, and none of us could get away from it. And if you say that you're sick of it, you're lying out there.
I've tried.
Lying out there, Twitter.
I want to get George in Muskego. George, what's up?
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to just say you guys got the best program in all of Wisconsin. I really enjoy listening to you guys.
Wow, George, that's very nice to say. We appreciate that. I mean, I'm not even kidding. Thank you.
Enough. Hey, I got a late start, so I was told you already talked about this, but can you tell me what you know about this Brett Favre story, and then I'd like to make a comment after that.
Yeah, let me just find an article real quick so I can say it right. I do know that he is on the hook for $1,000. Horvath, if you could help me here.
With Brett Favre?
Yeah, all right.
He was questioned last May. $1.1 million was paid to him from a welfare fund. So he quickly paid back $500,000 with the promise to pay back the rest later, and he's reportedly not paid any of it back yet.
So he actually got paid $1.1 million to do something almost like a public service announcement or something.
Yeah.
That's what I read. Is that correct?
Retired NFL quarterback, yep, Brett Favre has yet to pay back $600,000 he received from Mississippi,
yeah,
for multiple speaking events where he never showed up. He promised to repay the state after an audit revealed $1.1 million had been paid to his company. He paid $500,000, and he still owes $600,000.
All right, so I got a couple comments about that, because that's what I read, too. I wasn't sure if that's what the real facts were. Number one, the guy's worth $100 million. Why does he need to get paid for public service announcements at all? That's number one. It's like, how cheap and greedy can one man be?
Hey, you don't make money by spending money.
Okay.
Oh, wait, that's not how it goes.
Number two, wouldn't you be so embarrassed if you were worth $100 million that story came out that you would say, hey, this was a misunderstanding, blah, blah,
blah. You think Brett Favre gets embarrassed? You heard what's coming out of this guy's mouth the last 6 months?
I tell you what, that's why I'm trying to wean myself off of all sports and entertain myself with, you know, activities that I can do.
Yeah.
Because these people just have too much money and too big of egos. And I'll hang up and let you comment on
it. I mean, yeah, right. And I like the ex-athletes.
Thanks, George. Good to talk to you. Super thanks for the compliment. Wow, we got one compliment and one breakfast today.
And it's not like, and the thing about Favre is it's not like he really needs the money, man. Unless he's just completely blown all of his money, you know? It's not like a running back that only got the one deal and then blew out his leg. It's Brett Favre. So
yeah,
I just
can
pay
we
the
judge,
money back. Pay the money back. Pay the money back. You're a criminal.
He's not been accused of a crime. That's important. Can we judge Favre in the same way we judge other normal humans because of how much damage he's taken to his brain? I mean, Favre's taken a lot of damage to his brain.
Yeah, we could judge. I mean, he's fine. He has his own radio show.
So do we. We're not fine.
Yeah, but we also, we have to pay our taxes and we can't steal money and be like, oh, well, I was drunk. I'm dumb, a little dumb. Can't do that, man. No, I mean, this whole situation with Brett is ridiculous, but it is what it is. I'm kind of done on Favre, man. Just done with Favre. I don't hate him. I just don't love him the way that I used to love him. And I just kind of am like, I don't need to hear from him. It's like back in the day, you like remember when MTV would do MTV News with Kurt Loder?
Yeah, he was there.
And it would
forever.
Be like, yeah, and it'd be like, you know, like Dave Chappelle has this in a skit. It'd be like 9/11, and they'd be like, now let's go out to Ja Rule. It's like, who cares what Ja Rule has to say? That's kind of how I feel about Brett, man. Like, I watch these interviews, and it's like, oh, let's hear what Brett has to say about Aaron, or let's hear what Brett has to say about this quarterback. And then he gets into, well, I don't really want to talk about politics, but let me give you a quick 5-minute synopsis on what I believe in.
Well, I think this just sucks. Favre, he was so important to my childhood.
He'll always have a piece of my heart, yeah.
Right, watching Favre as the quarterback when I'm a kid is just tremendous. And now
all started in New York, dude. You kind of realize he wasn't the person that you thought he was.
Well, you turned on him. So is that going to be the trade-off? You get 16 years of quarterback play and you turn on the guy? Like, it's different reasons, obviously, but so many people are turning on Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, and Rodgers isn't exactly,
so we
you
get
know,
this
sending
guy-
pictures and cheating on his wife who's going through some stuff and stealing money from people. So I'm not going to turn on Rodgers. I think Rodgers has had a tremendous offseason as far as off the
field
stuff.
Yeah, but like, I talk to other people about Rodgers' family more than I talk to my own family.
I don't care about Rodgers' family. Like, I've seen the tweets his brothers put out. I've seen his brothers. I don't think I'd talk to my brothers either. I'll tell you, like, Rodgers is, while Brett Favre is taking money from people, Aaron Rodgers is saving businesses and putting money in people's pockets and bank accounts. True or false?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, yeah.
Yeah. How many businesses did he save this offseason? But he's the bad guy, though. Let's keep that narrative pumping, because that's what they want us to believe. This information got leaked from somewhere. Somebody wants to make him the bad guy. And he's an easy person to make the bad guy, too. Because he's whiny. When things aren't going his way, they show him on the sidelines. He's sitting there by himself. Like, the last image of Aaron Rodgers in a Packers uniform will be him wearing his mask, lowering it, going over to that official, and giving him a piece of his mind after the Kevin King penalty. That'll be the last image, probably, of Aaron Rodgers. Or the press conference where, you know, everybody killed Wilde, but Wilde was right when he tweeted that this sounds like a man. You went after Wilde.
I know.
And Wilde was right. That sounds like a man that's saying goodbye.
I know he was. He was right.
Jason's kind of been right about a lot of this.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, he covers the team.
I know.
And he doesn't block me, so I get to follow his work.
Yeah, he somehow never blocked me either.
Which is cool.
But yeah, Domoski did.
You go back now and you watch that. We should play that whole thing raw, mainly because I want to leave at 9:30, and also because when I get back home, I may have to listen to that end of the season presser one more time.
No, we can listen to some of that. Thank you, great suggestion.
We should throw some cuts out there because
yes,
at the time I was like, okay, heartbreaking loss
because trivia's off today because Paul's under the weather. And I've got nothing planned for 9.
Well, okay, you don't have to just like...
Well, I've got all these topics, but now I need to save them for the afternoon.
No, I want to go back and I want to listen to some of that. Where Will
no, you're right. I'm just having goofy time.
And he was like, sounds like a man saying goodbye. And everybody killed him for it. But when you think about it, I don't know, maybe he was saying goodbye. I remember like the way that he signed off of the presser was like, I want to thank all of you. And he was like talking to the reporters and he was like, and I want to thank all my teammates. It's a season that I'll never forget and I'll cherish forever. And then he was done. It was weird.
Well, we are done for the next couple of minutes. And then when we come back, Jeff Orlowski, the Polish pipe bomb.
Is he going to preview the WNBA playoffs, which begin today?
His thoughts. I don't know, but FanDuel, you do get free WNBA entries. So I am going to take an active interest in the WNBA.
I bought the league pass, $20 only.
I also tried to figure out what's going on with the hockey playoffs. I think I figured them out. Looks like the East is starting this weekend, and then Winnipeg needs to finish for the West. Very weird and wacky stuff going on in the NHL. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvat, the Polish pipe. 12:50 a.m., The Fan. Good morning, everybody. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvat. We are going to go back in time and see if Rodgers tried to tell us anything in that end-of-season press conference. That's a great idea from lowly producer Ryan Horvat. The Polish pipe bomb, Jeff Orlowski, joining us. Jeff, do you have any new thoughts since a week ago on Rodgers? Is this story exciting for you? Do you no longer care? Do you think he'll be back? Have you changed your mind? Do you hate Goody? Do you hate Murphy? Well, I know you hate Murphy. That's the one thing that anyone knows about you.
Yes, I still hate Mark Murphy. I am very tired of this story. There's no chance that Aaron Rodgers suits up for anybody else except the Packers next season. And, I'm tired of hearing all these silly talking heads, besides you and Horvey, of course. Talk about it. It drives me nuts.
Is there any circumstance in which you would trade Rodgers?
Well, no. It would have to be three number ones and a decent, average quarterback along with it.
Like Derek Carr?
I do like Derek Carr. I know I'm in the minority on this show as far as Derek Carr, but I do like him. I think he's a decent quarterback. But, I would take him in three number ones, absolutely.
See, I don't want to trade anybody. I don't want to trade Rodgers at all until, if they are going to trade Rodgers, I want it to be after this season. Because if you're going to trade for number one picks or if you're going to trade, the draft's not until after the season. So if you were going to trade Rodgers, you trade him for the picks, you get Justin Fields or somebody. You trade him on draft night. But if you didn't do that, I don't want to just stockpile picks. I want to make him sit out, make him think about, he's still ours. You want to come play football, you come back to us. Make him think about it. Make him miss the game. I just don't want to, I really, of all the scenarios, them trading him before the start of the season and him playing somewhere else week one I just think that is the nightmare scenario that they cannot let happen.
Well, I don't want to trade him at all. I want Aaron Rodgers to play till he's 95 and his hover-round battery expires on the field. He's earned that right. He's that damn good. So I don't want him to leave our team at all. But I think that, you know, if obviously the divorce is coming, and I think it'll be after this season, but if it does come sooner rather than later, I don't care when they get rid of him, as long as we get back a serious haul.
You got season tickets again this year, right?
Yes.
Did you like the schedule?
It's okay. Too many primetime games. You know, when you reach my advanced age, it's hard staying up that late at night and stuff. So,
well, those are getting flexed at the end of the season if Rodgers ain't the quarterback.
Well, of course. And then, you know, if the NFL was smart, they'd flex them to like 9 a.m. You know, like London time games that for games that, you know, are actually on our shores.
I think that'd be cool once or twice. I don't know what the pain is would be in doing that. Do you like the Christmas Day game?
Yeah, absolutely. If it beats spending time with family. So, you know, I'm all for it. If I could sit in front of my TV and, you know, and not have to talk to the wife and kids, absolutely, I'm all for it.
Jeff Orlowski, Polish Pipe Bomb, I need your advice. We take a road trip every year. We didn't last year because of the plandemic. So now we've got to figure out what game we're going to go to this year. It'll be year 14 of this trip. It's me and a bunch of high school buddies and some other friends along the way that we've made. And I got to figure out which of these games to go to. The only requirement is we can't have already gone to the place. So we're looking at week one, September 12th at New Orleans. Pro, Bourbon Street, con, hurricane season. We are looking at October 28th at Arizona. Pro, weather, con, Thursday night game for some of my homies. And we're looking at December 19th, Baltimore. Pro, everything's close downtown. Con, cold.
Yeah, if I were you, I would go week one and hit New Orleans. With everything being closed down for a year and a half, it's the cleanest New Orleans is ever going to be.
Oh, great point. Wow.
Yeah, what a filthy, horrible city after 2 days if you're there. So it would be a great time to
go
down
there. Have you been
there? Oh, yeah, I've been there.
And is it fun or no?
Yeah, I was there for 3 drunken, stumbling days, and I have absolutely no desire to ever go back.
Really?
So, you know, it's fun. Don't get me wrong. It was a hell of a time. It was great. I was drunk from the second I got there until the second I left. But no, you know, it doesn't leave a mark. There's nothing super special about it.
So it'd just be like the same as if I went back to La Crosse and got drunk on 3rd Street. Bourbon Street's just that, only with better weather and more beads.
Yes. Yep. More boobs, more beads. That's the best thing about that city.
Really?
Yeah. It's not great.
Oh, okay.
So, sorry to burst your bubble. But, you know, Phoenix would be fine, too, if you want to go down there and do some golfing in October.
Yeah, I do. I do. But then, like, the problem is not everybody agrees, and then we have to figure out which friend we're cutting out. You know, it's very Hunger Games.
Well, you know, you're in a different position than me. I don't have any friends, and so I've got nobody to plan any trips with, Bart.
Well, we're friends.
Nobody likes me. Yeah. I'm still waiting for the invite to the road game, but I'm not holding my breath. You know what I'm saying?
I thought about inviting you in this call, and then I didn't.
Hey, at least you're consistent, my friend. At least you're consistent. A couple sad notes on the week. RIP Tawny Katane, you know, best known for Whitesnake videos, hotter than hell back in the day. You know, thoughts and prayers go out to Paul Imig. I hope he's able to bounce back here.
He's fine.
The America's number one game show host.
I agree.
So,
what's the race this weekend?
Dover, the Monster Mile out in Dover. Not the most exciting track. You know, all the favorites are the big guys that you all know. I'll take Denny Hamlin just because he hasn't won yet, but who cares?
Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin, yeah.
How's my guy Chase doing?
He's doing okay. Doesn't have a win yet on the season, but he's been consistent. He's got a lot of speed, so he's getting close, but they haven't put it all together for a complete race yet.
How's your boy Pasta Fonzarelli or whatever his name is?
He sucks. He sucks. I don't know if he's eaten too much spaghetti and meatballs before the race, but
what's his name? What's his real name?
Anthony Alfredo. Fast Pasta. But he's not fast, and he's getting into a lot of wrecks and all that, so he's struggling mightily. I'm off the train on that one.
What's a Jeff Orlowski weekend look like?
Oh, man, this weekend is great. I'm actually going down. I'm working tonight doing a post-game show with Timmy.
Oh.
And I'll be in tomorrow with Mike McGivern for a couple hours, which is great because I get the inside scoop on Faith in the Zone, which is very important to me and my people. And then Saturday night I'm heading down to good old Joliet, the hometown of Ryan Horvath, to go watch some sprint cars at Route 66 Raceway in Joliet.
Dude, I love that place so much, Jeff. I've told you that. I get hammered every single time. I've never left there sober or not sunburned.
Well, you can't.
Stop.
It's absolutely
do me a favor.
Impossible.
Stop at Joe's Hot Dogs for lunch. Get two dogs. And they're going to say, fries or rings? Say both. And then go to Marichka's for a poor boy, light on the garlic, and a double baked potato after. And then just thank me later.
Okay, I wrote all that down, and then I need you to text me the top three dispensaries there to hit while I'm down there, because, you know.
Rise is really good, my buddy tells me.
I was there yesterday, but I was at the one in Mundelein.
Yeah, my buddy goes to the one in Niles.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was at the one right, you know, the closest one.
He said there's quicker wait time.
The uptight host of this radio program has to let you guys both go.
Where's my buddy?
Thanks, Jeff.
Well, thank you for the munchie tips, Horvy. Love you guys. Have a good weekend.
You got to check out Joe's Hot Dogs, though. If you guys are ever in Joliet, Illinois,
yeah,
they're going to say, fries or rings? And you just say, both. That's my guy, Armando.
I love Jeff.
Yeah.
Not enough to invite him to my Packer trip, but.
Would you invite me?
I don't know. Because then I feel, like, responsible for you.
I think what would happen is your friends would end up liking me more than you.
Oh, that's classic.
That happens with my wife. Like, my wife really hates it. Like, when like we would go to weddings and stuff, all of her friends would, like, gather around me, and we'd be, like, taking shots and on the dance floor, and then she'd be like, you jerk.
414-799-1250. We will go back in time this next hour. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.